The Biden administration is releasing more oil from the country's strategic petroleum reserve. This comes as a gallon of gas in the U.S. is, on average, $1.30 higher than a year ago. And it's not just American sticker shock. China and India and other countries are releasing oil from their reserves. Let's talk about this with Vijay Vaitheeswaran. He's Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor for The Economist. Vijay, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Now, the administration is releasing an extra 32 million barrels of oil from their announcement. That's like 2 days of oil consumption in the U.S. If they want to push gas prices down, is this enough?
So there's a couple of ways to look at this. The short answer is no, it's not enough. A very cynical answer is this is a political ploy and will may even leave us in a worse position. A more optimistic answer is, look, we don't have a lot of tools to deal with a difficult global economy and an oil cartel that manipulates prices. It's a game of poker, and the president is doing the best he can with a limited number of tools. And one of the tools any U.S. president has, and previous ones have used this, is a release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Mm. It's going to have a short-term effect. Indeed, it already had because they had been talking about it before they did it. But what it means is we don't have that oil a second time to use if there is a real emergency. This is meant to be used in case of, let's say, war or physical disruption of oil. We don't have that. So we're actually putting ourselves in a slightly precarious position by beginning to use our emergency stocks.
Now, you mentioned this cartel. Is this reflecting frustration that a lot of, I guess, net consumer countries have with OPEC and Russia? We know they've been reluctant to open the taps.
This is exactly right, that we are in a global energy crunch at the moment, and it's something that affects oil markets, but it's also affected the natural gas markets. In Europe, there's a shortage of natural gas going into winter, and a basic reason for this is the pandemic led to a dramatic drop in demand, and people underinvested or cut back investments in production in those fuels. We had a much faster than expected recovery, which is a good thing, right? It's a good thing that Americans are driving a lot and feel safe enough to want to get together for Thanksgiving and fly for the holidays. Those are wonderful things. But it's happened at such a pace that the fossil fuel markets haven't had time to respond with new investment. Hmm. Time will solve this problem. But there's a political problem that right now the White House is dealing with concerns about inflation. This provides a short-term palliative. And they know this. They're playing a game of poker with OPEC. And by doing it in a concerted fashion with other countries, I think it actually sends a stronger signal that OPEC may need to respond.
And as far as these other countries, right, we know this is a coordinated effort. Other countries, China, India, Japan, South Korea, Britain, are also releasing their emergency oil. How might the economics work here? We do know oil is a global market. Prices are set by world supply and world demand, right?
That's right. And so from the economics and markets perspective, this is not very significant. And that's because the amount of oil is not very much compared to the daily flows of oil or the annual production of the big countries. And secondly, the way markets work, they anticipate the news, right? So the markets had already pulled back on oil prices in anticipation of something like this happening because President Biden had talked about it repeatedly and his people had talked about it. And so they were hoping that jawboning would be enough to get OPEC to agree to increase production, but OPEC did not take the bait. They didn't agree to it. And so now they were put in a position of put up or shut up, so they actually are releasing some oil. I think this is really more about geopolitical strategy and politics than it is about the true economics of oil.
Mm. Now, as this geopolitics is playing out, this messaging is playing out, aren't we seeing pressure for oil prices to fall already? I've read production is coming up in much of the world and demand may be falling off with the lockdowns in Europe.
The real solution when it comes to oil markets, the oldest saying is the best cure for high prices is high prices. The challenge is there's a lag period. You can't just turn on the taps and have oil the very next day. Then in the meanwhile, we're going into winter when, you're right, we might see a bigger coronavirus outbreak. We're seeing it in Europe already, countries going into lockdown. And if we do see demand fall again, that's what OPEC is guarding against. They don't believe this recovery is permanent. They don't want to get caught out with a price collapse. And so both sides are watching the uncertainty of the global economy and making different bets.
That's Vijay Vaitheeswaran, Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor for The Economist. Thanks much for the time.
Thank you.